Hey, this is Brian from Geek Pop. You can listen to us on Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, and our website, geekpoppodcast.wordpress.com. Don't forget to like and share us on Facebook and give us a rating on iTunes. Popping your geek every week.
Robots are pretty great. I watched a lot of Netflix this weekend.
me too.
I engorged the entire new season of what's the show called?
The Toys That Made Us.
Toys That Made Us.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen very this, different from what I watched.
This documentary, it's about the toys that we grew up with. This particular season, I believe, was Ninja Turtles, My Little Pony, mm-hmm. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers,
and wrestling.
Which they were all pretty riveting. I think I played pretty much all of them. It was good stuff, man. Not the big spoilers or anything, but the Kevin, Ninja Turtle one reunited Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird.
Peter Laird. Oh, cool.
At the end of that episode.
The creators.
Yeah, because they had, you know, famously had that split between the two of them. I think they go into the episode about Venus, Venus the Turtle or whatever her name
is. Oh, yeah. That's right, because only one of them has really been behind the recent adaptations, I think, right?
Let me explain. So what happened was they had a split at that time because they were like, we'll never create a fifth turtle, let alone, you know, just like a gimmicky whatever. But they went and created the fifth turtle and the Venus, whatever her name was.
Yeah.
So at that time,
Venus.
You know, they did that. It flopped. And there was the French or the the rights, the license was kind of like at the time that wasn't really popular. They weren't doing anything with it. So I believe it was Eastman who sold his rights to it to Laird. And then, you know, shit happened and they became the thing. And then later on, he sold it for like $62 million. And Peter Laird got $62 million and Kevin Eastman got none of that.
Well, when you sell your stake in it, that's what happens.
Right. Yeah, that's what can happen.
But, with the resurgence, they hired one of them or the other one that didn't make the millions, I think, on as like a consultant for some of the stuff.
Yeah.
So he's still, that might be fucking up. But it was really, really.
Yeah, no, he's still working on it now.
Well, they retained the comic rights, so they always have like that. But it was just kind of this. It was a really good episode. They showed the toys and they showed the drama behind the toys and the popularity.
Yeah.
Great show if you like any of those toys from the 80s and 90s. The little My Little Pony one was pretty good. Even the wrestling one, which I didn't realize how many hands these wrestling toys went through.
Yeah, I was surprised by that.
And they're also some of the best looking toys on the market. And I was just like, wow. I guess
it was a huge market wrestling.
Real
toys,
skin. Skins bumped up the sales for those toys.
Like they even used like 3D scanning.
Well, once that became a thing, like they started doing that with all the toys and the sales. Yeah.
I mean, that's how they become the whole toy industry. Like I know for Hasbro, they use all those scans of the actual
weapons,
actors and
actors?
Costumes and stuff like that. And,
not everyone. There's a lot of
not everyone, but
a large sculpting.
Yeah, it's come a long way, though.
I mean, I don't know. A really interesting series. If you haven't seen it, I really suggest checking it out. What was the other bit? I'll say when we're just on the show. By the way. Welcome to Geek Pop. I am Chris. Big Chris, that's me. I'm Big Chris.
Lisa.
And I'm Brian.
And Reagan.
Yep, that's all them. That's 100% them. They're not aliens in disguises. Lisa does not have antennas.
That you know of.
Yeah. I don't want to check if you have antennas anywhere else.
I could be some sort of
Brian's a robot.
Pacific Rim thing. I got a couple of cats in me.
That was a hilarious meme. the mine. Other thing I was going to bring up was Mindhunters, which I don't know if you've gotten to see. I know Lisa's seen it. Amazing two-season show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
David Fincher's behind this one, too. We're waiting for season three because I think the last one was in 2017. We just got to season two, and we're like, we want more. And apparently we're not going to get Dick until David Fincher's done with us next movie, which I don't even think he's...
He's a busy man.
He is. And this is a really good show if you haven't seen it.
I've heard good
things. As long as it stays good, I'm okay with that. I mean, it sucks having to wait. But... as long as I'm not waiting for trash, it's okay.
Yeah,
kinda
but
like
the
Rick
long
and Morty, like it's not trash now. Like,
it's not trash.
Oh, we had to wait a long time for it.
Yeah, I've only seen the first episode. Oh, so
but how much is it? Just like David Fincher's thing.
No, like. I don't have good. Cartoon Network, so I don't have it.
Yeah, you should.
King of Shit.
Yeah. My friend, shout out to my friend Jacob Hare. He directed that second episode.
Did he?
Really?
Let him know. Like it was funny. It was a lot of
great.
Really, really sad. Good stuff in there. It was pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty great. You're a shy pooper.
He goes and he's going through the grass. Just like, oh my god. All right, we don't want to say too much because Lisa hasn't seen it.
Yeah,
because Lisa doesn't have TV.
With Mindhunters though, like, how much was it David Fincher's thing? Like, was he like showrunner or was he just sort of like
you know
like J.J. Abrams on
you know
season
I didn't
one,
I can't speak to that.
I didn't know what he did on it, but it's got his touch.
It's got
Knowing that he's on it, I'm like, oh.
It feels like his shenanigans.
If it's like really his thing, maybe just wait for him.
That's what you have to do. But
I mean, obviously you have to because he's like, I'm going to do other things.
The dangerous stuff like that, though, is like they become like you definitely lose interest after so long.
Sure.
And, you know.
But it's like how Better Call Saul's latest season like got delayed half a year because they were off doing El Camino, and you're not going to do that shit without Vince Gilligan.
Yeah, it actually got a release date. I don't know if
they just announced.
Saw.
Just February something. Yeah, so.
I think it's February 9th, 2020.
I can't wait. But yeah, I mean, they set that off because they're like, dude, the main people doing this are off doing some movie, so we're going to wait.
But it only took them like
a couple weeks.
It was under 40 days. It was like 30. I don't even think it was 30 days. They're like, we shot in a month and it was done.
I mean, it's basically a double.
But, I mean, there's like editing and
right.
stuff.
Yeah. What'd you say?
There's editing and stuff.
Yeah.
I guess. Mindhunters, love that show. I can't wait for another season, but I guess we will. Yeah. And go see Rick and Morty. If you haven't seen it, like Lisa, because you don't have TV or something, how'd you see it, Bri?
Yeah. You know, other means.
He has ways.
And you didn't let Lisa see it?
I mean, I can. It didn't take much. I just Google searched and found somewhere streaming.
Well, you jack in the TV and then jack on show.
I can show you the episode.
Show Lisa the whole thing.
All right.
Pretty funny. King of Shit. I don't know. All right. Let's move on to the actual show. It's going to be an interesting show this week. There wasn't a whole lot of geek stuff, but we got us a couple nuggets. Go ahead, Chris. All right. I just thought this was kind of interesting because out of all the Impossible Beyond stuff that have come out recently, the Impossible Whopper is fucking pretty. Like, if you handed me an Impossible Whopper and like it's a Whopper, I'd be like, all right, cool, yeah. And you take a bite, I'm like, yeah, this is a Whopper.
It's pretty good.
I can't tell it's not a Whopper.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, bullshit.
It's bullshit. Really close.
It is pretty close.
A hard time.
Yeah. I mean, if I didn't tell you
it was an Impossible Whopper and you bit into it, you would not suspect it probably wasn't an Impossible Whopper.
I probably would not have suspected. But I mean, I think also, I mean, it's hard to say because I didn't go into it blind. I went to it knowing that it's a plant-based burger.
Yeah, me too.
And I was like, oh, this is, I mean, I can, like, because I was in that mindset, I feel like I could tell, like, oh, it's not quite there, but it's pretty damn close. And I mean, so that's why, like, when people say, like, oh, like South Park did that gag of, like, oh, this tastes like shit. It's like, No, it doesn't. Come on.
It tastes good. I enjoy Beyond and Impossible Meat a lot. It is very tasty, juicy stuff. The Impossible Burger at Burger King is, in my opinion, the closest to tasting like fast food. Like, I don't think you could really that many people. If you weren't allergic to it, you wouldn't be able to.
I'd prefer to the Beyond Burger. The Beyond Burger is pretty good, but I want to say the Impossible one has the edge.
It's got a better
taste. I'm just saying it better here because there was a Beyond Burger at a... Was it Beyond Burger?
At where?
Burger Rim. And that motherfucker was the best I've had.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it was before. It was a different brand.
Yeah. The only Beyond I've had was at Del Taco.
That's the worst to me.
Yeah, I feel like that was just a little off. I'm not sure quite what it is.
I wouldn't try it because I don't think it works in
the taste, the texture.
Round form.
Okay. Like, look, it
maybe
was
a patty form.
It was a decent taco, but by no means was I going to be like, I'm going to switch to this shit now. It didn't. It's shit.
Sure.
Anyway, The reason I'm bringing this up, I guess Burger King's in some trouble because they've been cooking this Impossible Whopper on the same grill they cook regular meat, which might give it its yummy flavor, to be honest with you. Who knows?
Well, I don't know how much they clean the sheet every time. But
they shouldn't be cooking it on there. But I mean,
they can be cooking on there. They did not say it was vegan.
I was just going to say that.
That's true.
They're not marketing it as a vegan burger.
Yes.
They're just saying it's 100% plant-based.
Yes.
And apparently there is the option if you ask them, if you request them to cook it separately. Like
they will.
Yeah. There's like the line of broiling it separately or microwave it. Yeah. But it's... Yeah. I mean, they're not marketing it as a vegan thing. No. I think at the same time, like, I think for the most part, they've been marketing it more as just like an option where you're not, you know, there's something that's still greener, something that's a little, you know, that's not, you
it's
know.
100% plant is what the, is what the thing is. Yeah. And that's not to say it's not even necessarily better for you. It's still a fast food burger, but you know, you kind of got, I don't want to say a little bit of guilt lifted, but you do, and it's a little bit better for the planet. And it is grilled. It might be heated up later, but they put it through a little fire grill. But that's
that's how the regular way. But I was reading if you get it the the non meat way, they put it the vegan way, they have to microwave it.
Okay, I see. So I don't know how much this person has to stand on that's suing them, but you know. It's a tasty burger.
I mean, like, I know some vegan people, and they usually ask beforehand, like, has it been cooking on the thing?
You know, I was going to say, I know my best friend's vegan. I know, I know vegans, like, they ask all the questions.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if they're new or old vegans, like, they are, is this separate? Is there any meat? Is there, are you sure? Are you sure?
Yeah. And it's another thing to, you know, it's an entirely separate debate to say if it's really on them or if it's on the people preparing it. But at the same time, you know, people, if you know vegans, you know, especially if they're having to go to an establishment that's known for cooking meat, to ask those questions. Like, if you really want the truly vegan thing, then you ask. You
and know, they have a vegan way to do it.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I even had an old roommate who, he wasn't, you know, vegan or anything, but he became allergic later in life to chicken or anything bird related, which kind of sucks. For him, because it was like he knew what he was missing. He would get very sick, like he had some digestive problems and everything. And he'd often have to ask. I remember we would go out and get food. Has this burger been cooking on the same, you know, sheet as chicken? And he would have to ask him, like, can you make sure to clean it, like, you know, really clean it off? Because he'll react, you know. So yeah, if you really want this strictly completely vegan experience with an Impossible Burger, then you should probably just ask.
You should be asking. Yeah. I feel like you should know because I know I've ordered it several times and I've never been asked which way they wanted
it done. I was looking at our Facebook post and people are like pussies ass like
no it's a legitimate thing it is
but you know like
it's unfortunate I think for anybody who didn't realize that's what's happening
well they're they're not marketing it, and that's what I was going to say when Lisa said they're not marketing it as the vegan option
they're
just
saying it's a plant-based
burger. So you know they're not saying we're going to make it a vegetarian burger for you. You have to
even vegetarian, it's okay for it to be cooked in the meat stuff.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's just vegan. I'm sorry. No animal byproduct.
My apologies. My terminology wasn't precise.
Well, it depends on everybody, I guess. I mean, I'm basically vegetarian right now, but I also, I mean, I'm not so hardline that I would ask them to, oh, can you cook it separately? I'll just, you know, cook it however you want to cook it. I just want to try it. Yeah.
Well, they cooked it on their dicks, Brian.
As long as it tastes good.
Maybe dicks yummy. I don't know.
Don't knock it till you try it.
What was that? Is it a Seth Rogen joke or whatever?
What?
It was like something, I forget. Something about dicks being yummy. It was funny. It didn't matter. All right, it's all lost in the anyway, Impossible Whoppers. If you haven't,
Harold Kumar 2.
If you haven't had it, I really recommend trying it. Like, look. If you're going to try and go this route in any way, like this is, in my opinion, one of the best tasting ones.
It's pretty good.
Carl's Jr. one, I think, is really good, too.
Well, especially since I often hear from people like, oh, you know, I wouldn't really quite go jump for the vegetarian option unless they could really simulate meat pretty
well. That's always been my problem.
And this is a clear example that, like, they can get
pretty
damn close.
That's what they're doing. That's what they're trying to do and doing.
I've said this before. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, they are, I think that technically this person or group that's trying to target them is technically fishing because like they're suing an Ontario Toronto base but they're doing it in Florida in the southern courts in Florida.
Well, that's probably because that's where you can do that
the easiest way to do it, so I'm assuming like I don't think it's really a principle thing. It may be
I'm sure there's some principle to it. He was upset that it was done that way. I get that, but if you're a vegan, like anyone with a food allergy or in any sort of like food or a specific diet or whatever, you always ask. You always, because you know what the consequences are for those not. Sure. And it's usually never fun.
Yeah. If it's not a consequence, like, and this is a secondary experience. My family member was a vegetarian for a long time, and it was a pain in the ass for me. Again, this is my experience. Obviously, it's probably just as difficult. It was difficult for them. But you go to a place and they're like, oh, I can't eat anything there. I'm like, fuck you. You know, it gets frustrating on, mm-hmm. on the non-vegetarian, vegan side of what you can and can't eat. I don't know. It's a difficult thing. It can be, they can be difficult. They can be difficult. Their dietary needs can be some people aren't sensitive to it.
Some are hard to meet.
Yeah. That's what I guess I'm trying to say. It's not they're not tough or difficult. It's just like not everyone can always abide. Not that they can't abide by it. Boy, I'm trying to watch myself because I've had experiences. It's just not everyone observes it, man.
Well, I appreciate, though, that, you know, there's... Well, especially considering that it's becoming more and more common for people to have plant-based diets, that they're, you're starting to see more and more places make that available. You know, that mm-hmm. we were just talking before about how Taco Bell was pulling a whole bunch of their classic menu stuff, in a big part to introduce a lot more plant-based stuff. And it's like, you know, that's good.
Well, it wasn't quite plant-based. It was more of a vegetarian meal, but it was kind of all things that they already had.
Yeah, too. Yeah.
They're just making their menu similar.
Hell, as a vegetarian myself, I appreciate that. Because I used to like going to Jack in the Box, and all I can get at Jack in the Box now are like jalapeno poppers.
Maybe. Depends on what they're fried in.
Sure. That you're doing, or are you just trying to eat healthier?
Yeah, I'm doing it more for green reasons, personally. Okay. So, which is why I'm not so hard
on
it. And there are
you
times
can't eat other stuff. You're just trying your best to stick.
Yeah. Okay. Lately, I've been cheating like maybe two times a month.
Tell you what, we have some chicken fingers tonight that you might cheat on with.
Really good. Right. Yeah. They're worth cheating for.
You should go there after this. All right. Let's move on. We're talking too much about a totally non-geek topic. Lisa, why don't you take us to the geek realm?
All right. Going deep into the geek realm, Lord of the Rings. Mm. The series that has started production has already been renewed for season two. Granted, it was always supposed to be a two-season thing. Yeah, it's official now. But they haven't fully cast it yet, and production is underway in New Zealand. So I think it's kind of awesome, but I'm kind of like, we really don't know what it's about. We know it's taking place pre-Fellowship of the Rings.
I mean, it seems a little strange to be honest. They're still calling it Lord of the Rings. And
you
like,
fucks don't give a shit, as long as Lord of the Rings world.
I
care a lot about this.
I do care.
You're going to watch it.
I'm going to watch
it. Left and right, up
but
and down.
But if it's trash, like, I'm... gonna say it's trash.
I guess I'm not surprised if anything by the story because I know they're like Amazon is spending a lot of money on this show.
Yes.
But at the same time, like you do something that much of a commitment. I mean, Peter Jackson's one, like, you know, that adaptation took a long time to get off the ground for one thing, because he just, you know, for a while he was shopping around to different studios. I think Miramax was the last one before he came to New Line, where they were like, well, we'll really only commit to two films. It's like,
you do
Lord of the Rings. You don't just do, like...
No, I get it, but at the same time, it's that big of a challenge.
Yeah, it was a huge commitment for one thing for New Line to come in and be like, all right, we'll fund three films that you're going to film for like a whole year, you know, film back to back.
If you're a super dick, you just like, two films? Okay. And you film the fucking...
just film all three
them anyway,
it.
Or you just film the first two films anyway and leave them in a fucking huge cliffhanger and be like, God damn it.
No.
I mean, of course, Peter Jackson had that kind of pull.
Could you
in.
Imagine if it ended on Two Towers?
That would be so sad.
I'm still just a little wary about this story-wise because I know so much of it is set... Like, I guess it's starting at least well before Fellowship.
Somewhere before Fellowship.
Yeah, which means the ring is in Bilbo's possession. Mm-hmm. And the only other person who knows he has the ring is Gollum. And nobody in the whole universe knows it's the ring. So
yeah, but you know what? Strider had a ton of adventures before he was Aragorn, so to speak. You know, he was the ranger. Like, are you really doubting? Like,
no, I'm just...
I mean, we got a pretty good... And I never played it, but I saw some of the cutscenes that were pretty good from the game. It was really interesting.
Oh, the...
I don't think you have to worry about... And, you know...
Of Mordor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was dealing with the elf that created the rings.
Point being, it was an interesting stuff.
It was very interesting.
So they have plenty of stuff to mine from and create wonderful stories about.
Sure.
Yeah.
And maybe Bilbo had adventures and he forgot about them.
No.
Through magic.
Don't even. I'll be so mad about that.
Well, presumably this production...
That's bullshit.
What if it's really well done?
It's still bullshit.
You say that.
It's
like,
my thing, okay?
Oh, you mean like Bilbo having further adventures?
Yeah, but he forgot about them because of magic.
Or we don't even know
this
about
is like
them.
You know, this is like the same thing that, you know,
he wrote
you and
a
I
whole
used
fucking
to
book.
Debate about with Obi-Wan, like, you know, doing adventures of him off planet. It's like, no, he needs to stay there
to watch
over baby Luke.
No, and I'm okay with Obi-Wan going off on adventures.
Right.
But to say then he forgot about them, that's where I have my issue.
Well, look, Bilbo wrote a whole fucking book. Are we so, like, We can't believe that it was just to the mountain back, right?
Well, that was Hobbit.
That's the title of the book.
No.
There and back again.
There and back again.
But that could just be the title.
That is more into speaking to the Hobbit's character, though, is that Hobbits don't go on journeys. They don't do these things. No. Just that Bilbo, Gandalf kind of suckered him into going off on this adventure. Him going off and doing more really was and wasn't a thing. Although he wanted to see the elves again, and that's why when he disappeared, he went and saw the elves.
Maybe we can see some of that, but it doesn't have to circulate around the One Ring, though. If anything, the Lord of the Rings, the titular character of the Lord of the Rings is Sauron.
I think it is going to, though, because there's some hints that have been put out. And on their official Twitter page, it's got the One Ring to rule them all, the One Ring to find them, the One Ring to bring them all, and in the darkness bind them.
Yeah, it's very clearly referencing the One
Ring. In the land of Mordor where the shadows lie. And then also welcome to the second age.
Well, people know the One Ring is out there.
Yeah.
They don't know where it is.
I'm actually...
So maybe that it'll deal with some of the characters realizing, you guys, the end of the world could happen if this ring ever gets, in the wrong hands and we have no idea where the fuck it is.
Yeah, it could be a search and for
Bilbo
it, in a sense.
Flipping the ring. Flipping the ring. He's like, but that's not this day.
It keeps cutting back to him. Just
Let's go, ring. Where should we go today?
as not a hardcore fan as you guys, casual fan, to say the least, I definitely think he could just have a couple adventures that don't have to be as epic as the ones he had before. Maybe he doesn't have to meet a dragon.
And it could involve all the other rings.
And we could actually see
Galadriel's
Tom
ring or
Bombadil in the show. That'd
maybe
be cool.
Maybe it'd just be all Tom Bombadil.
And maybe more wizards. I'd love to see shit-faced wizards again.
Radagast.
Yeah. Shit-faced wizards. That's what I said, Lisa.
He had shit on his face. On
former doctor.
True.
Oh, the blue wizards or any of the other wizards we never see.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Because, that would just be kind of neat.
It's just all the eagles in eagles. So.
With subtitles.
Did you ever see that meme of the eagles are like the mom and the dad or the son are talking like, no, I won't take you to school or something, like just walk on your own. And then
we're not fucking taxis.
She goes back to the table and Gandalf's sitting there and they're having tea. That was really funny. I don't know. Lord of the Rings, there's no surprise here that I got second season. I'm more surprised it doesn't get five.
And for one thing, this production apparently has the blessing of the Tolkien estate.
However much that means.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Well, because famously, they won't let go of the film rights to anything else other than what the film rights are already out there for, which is just The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. No Silmarillion. Everyone keeps talking about, they can do Beren and Lúthien. No, they cannot. They don't have the rights.
I mean, they gave them the rights to the fucking game.
Yeah, but the game is all original territory.
Yeah.
Which I think is sort of what they're doing with this now. They're
what it should be.
Original. And, it's a giant universe, so why not?
Sure. Different ages.
Tolkien didn't fill out every little.
I mean,
he should have.
You don't have wizards and dragons and shit, and not have the rest of the world. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. Okay, Lord of the Rings. Let's move on. Lisa, Enrique. It's Enrique.
Well, we should riot in the streets because Bob's Burgers have been put. Wait, no, never mind.
What is more of a? This is almost more of a PSA at this point.
Yeah. No, I like the ride in the streets.
Ride in the streets.
You're gonna ride in.
We got a little scared that Bob's Burger was not gonna go forward with its movie and they came out and said it's coming out July 17th.
So. Yeah, because I guess
what they didn't say?
They left the date off the roster, but accidentally, I guess. Right?
Yeah, accidentally.
Supposedly.
They didn't say, did they? I don't know, I'd have to reread the article, but they didn't say if it's going to be released
theatrically.
Theatrically, yeah.
Yeah.
No, they didn't specify
I think
specify
it was meant to be.
It was supposed to be, yes.
I think it still should.
I'd feel a little shafted if it ends up on Disney Plus.
It won't end up. Well,
I don't think.
No, Bob's Burgers
own
them.
Bob's Burgers,
but it's not on
them.
It's
on
Disney Plus. Yeah,
but
they own Fox.
There are certain
Therefore,
Fox properties that aren't on there, though. So I don't want.
They'll get there.
Sure.
They had signed deals with Netflix.
But I feel
Hulu.
The Simpsons movie wouldn't have been as big a deal, even if it had been a TV movie.
That is the thing. That's the crux of this. Is Disney has gone through and analyzed what Fox had, and I strongly feel at this point they might have been like, this isn't going to make the money back or the money that we need to make it on this. Maybe not release it theatrically. And that's not to dig at Bob's Burger fans at all. I know there's, you guys all love Bob's Burger.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm. So I know there's fans out there
following or something, you know.
Well,
yeah.
You know.
Well, I kind of feel it. To me, Bob's Burgers is what The Simpsons was when it was good.
No.
But not the close. Same. But
I mean, I love Bob's Burgers, feeling. But I mean, The Simpsons when it was good was
amazing. Like the best thing. Bob's when it's good is just as good.
Like
as
every
the
episode was like you could quote something.
Yeah.
And it's instant
still do.
Classic.
Like,
yeah.
Pretty much every day.
Right. This is like what 25 years later, and I'm still being like,
sure,
ha ha. Like it is part of our English vernacular.
Yeah.
Some of this shit that they...
And South Park made such a good point with the whole Simpsons did it episode because, like, so many plot lines that you know, conceive of, like, well, the Simpsons sort of did that already.
Well, Simpsons did that, too. They did that one song of, we'll be here for years, and what about the time when Selma marries a robot or SpongeBob? Or, I forget. There's a fucking stupid song. You guys remember this one? Where they're like,
no,
hey,
so
we've
quotable.
Got stories for years. I can't remember the whole song, but they had ridiculous stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, it's Simpsons. No, wait, we were talking about Bob's Burger.
Yeah.
I don't know. They said that they're still going to release it. They just didn't say it theatrically, which has me a little, hey, wait a minute.
Well, in all honesty, when I heard the story about them potentially canceling it and then correcting that, oh, wait, no, they just forgot to put the release date on their roster, like, I'd kind of forgotten that they're developing one.
Yeah.
A Bob's Burgers movie. But I mean, all the more excited I got all over again for it, I guess. Cause,
right.
I want to see it happen, mm-hmm. And I guess it's currently set for like
July 17th is this year.
2020?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, they've got to be like close to finishing it at the same time,
too. I'd imagine the movie's pretty much done.
If it's not already done, yeah. So it's like them forgetting it is like, oh,
and they
guys.
Put out some
I don't
very
think
rough...
Because like, come on, like, you're really telling me fucking Disney forgot to put it on a list? You know, like...
Disney botches things like up. We were just talking earlier today about how they left Rose's character poster off on their press email.
That is a minute thing compared to a release of a fucking movie.
Yeah, and they obviously corrected that, right? Well, they corrected this right
away. I mean,
they've
got
yeah.
so many movies now. It's so hard to keep track of them
Someone
all.
Gets paid.
This could be a very simple thing like somebody
stupid
forgot to
amount of money
copy-paste.
To keep track of that shit. There's probably someone that has just a dumb job of that and gets paid like quadruple whatever we get paid in this
Look,
room.
Look, they're humans too. It's,
no, they're not.
We've seen how, you know, sometimes snafus make it past many different eyes and then gets out there and like, oh shit, we forgot to put the Bob's Burgers release.
It's just such a weird snafu to be like forgetting about an entire movie.
I just think they hate Bob. Yeah. I think Disney hates Bob's Burgers is how I'm taking this. And I'm going to take it personally.
I don't know. I mean... They're still being renewed. I mean, there's got to be money made there.
Saying
I mean,
stuff
there's,
like
there's
that.
No electric love, but
I'm just saying snafus
good.
Like that can happen. I remember an old professor of mine who...
Stop saying snafu.
Snafu. You don't like snafu?
Snafu.
An old professor of mine in a graphic
Chris
design
is having
course,
a snafu.
He worked for the design company who did all the box art for Call of Duty games. Uh-huh. And he was talking about some of the releases, they like have a typo that goes by tons of different eyes and... all the game developers and everything and just somehow sometimes they, you know, and a press release goes out without Bob's Burgers on there as a part of the release date. You know,
again, that's a happens. Really big.
Yeah, I know. Actually, Disney doing
you're
this.
You're comparing, this like, I can't even think of something appropriate, but like, you're misplacing entire movie to you're comparing to a typo.
Yeah, but not everybody at Disney
typo.
Was looking at this. Not every
Touché,
person at Disney was looking at this before it went out.
Yeah. I don't think anyone
happens
was looking
and they corrected it.
Or so we think.
They're like, shit, get it going, guys.
Right.
I mean, we should be worried about that whole primetime block, to be honest, with the exception of The Simpsons. Even Family Guy, I don't know how they're doing anymore. Although, I'm sure What's-His-Name's got to be a lot happier that he's not
Seth
tied
MacFarlane?
To Fox
yeah.
anymore.
Maybe.
There was a really good joke earlier about I'll make my own Star Trek with Blackjack and hookers with his face.
And then
on
he made Orville.
Yeah.
He made, yeah, that's the joke. Hey. Anyway.
That's the joke.
That's the joke.
To reference Simpsons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
another
you. One
I, saw I love using that. I mean, I love how that became like such a common thing to use that Rainier Wolfcastle image of him just saying, that's the joke. That now I just write, whenever I reference that, I just write, that's the joke.jpg. Like, I don't need to find the photo. You guys know what I mean.
So crazy how that show has just infiltrated our very language and our very beings. And I don't even realize it sometimes. Like, I 100% forgot that is where I got that.
What? Mm-hmm. That's the joke?
I've been using it for so long. Yeah. That's the joke.
Right. Anyway. It's Rainier Wolfcastle. You can, I mean, he's the parody, obviously, of Arnold Schwarzenegger. You get that.
The goggles, they do nothing.
They do nothing.
They do nothing.
You know, I was just watching
at them.
the crossover episode with him and Family Guy. God, something that should have been amazing.
Yeah.
It felt like so not amazing. I don't know how to describe it.
I thought it was funny, but then again, I've kind of forgotten everything about it.
Yeah, I saw the rerun, and it was literally like the last 20 minutes of it, and then went to commercial break, and then I'm like, they got 10 minutes of show. Like, what have they got left? And I totally forgot they had a whole Peter versus Homer chicken fight.
Yeah.
And it was literally 10 minutes. I didn't like that at all. I liked the references that they did in the fight, but the rest of it was like, you know, I'm in danger. That was hilarious, obviously, but Martin,
to be fair,
the bus.
That's like, that's sort of Family Guy's MO. It's a really lean into a joke
until it's not funny, and then it gets funny again.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
I just
then sometimes
like,
it's
because
misfire.
It got gratuitous. Like, I didn't want to see Homer teeth getting up. Knocked. Yeah, and like his head getting crushed. I'm like,
that's Family Guy.
And then literally Homer just gets up and goes, hoo, and shakes it off.
Like, that's funny.
It was. That part was. But I'm just like, I just didn't want to see, I guess, that.
You didn't like Hulk Homer?
Nah, I mean, when they got the radiation powers.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny when he was like, now I am the one with the powers, and I am going to, and he just ended up talking, oh, I lost my power. Like, I like them separately, but that some of that episode just didn't land for me. I don't know.
I feel you.
And I love both of those shows.
What Simpsons already established that Homer's got that, like, extra casing around his skull.
Yeah. You know, like, when he was a boxer.
When he became a boxer and all he did was just sort of take hits until the other guy got tired.
I feel so bad for the next generation that doesn't have the Simpsons references. Anyway, we got to keep
it. At least it's still going, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, like, no kids today are going to go back and watch, you know, Bart versus the Bully or, you know, Santa's Little Help.
It's all on Disney Plus. In a can't weird sleep. Crop sounds right now. But also, by the way, because we talked about that, about the Disney Plus cropping them. Now they're going to, they said that we're going to get the 4.3 versions sometime early next year.
When they find them. Wherever it ended up.
But they're going to fix it. So you can actually see all of the Simpsons.
I noticed, too, some of the, and maybe this is the gripe, I was watching some of the classic movies, and they clean them up so much that they're missing lines from the art. I don't know if you guys noticed this.
No, I've only watched.
Yeah, some of
like, they're so
funky,
clean
some of the cleaning,
that you don't see the artist's lines in the animation anymore.
Well,
because
there's also
just so
some funky
cartoony
stuff they've done with the aspect ratio too. There are shots that looked kind of stretched and like I think intentionally so because they were trimming it to widescreen and realizing Bart and Lisa's heads get trimmed off here. And
because, you know, I've been buying the Diamond and, you know, Blu-ray editions for some of the last couple of years for Disney movies, and I'm like, well, hopefully this is the same quality. I think I told Lisa this. Maybe it wasn't. But, like, the Aladdin didn't look as sharp as my Diamond Edition one. And I was just noticing, like, it looks a little funky. I don't know.
Maybe it's your connection.
I don't think so. I honestly thought about all that stuff because when I first booted up, it's like old Netflix where it takes, like, 10 seconds for the picture to become, you know, 4K.
Sharp, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Disney will fix it by the time they fix the aspect ratio.
I don't know. I think it's the copies the versions are using.
I feel it's the versions they're using. As I was saying last week, it's like they have like the next recent version, not the most recent.
They definitely
and that's
don't
why
have,
like with Simpsons, we got the ones that were not in the proper format.
They definitely it doesn't look like the Diamond editions in some of the movies that I've purchased, but you know, who knows. All right. Anyway, Brian, I know you're excited about this.
I find this amazing because I think you guys watch Vikings.
I've seen the first season.
I really like everyone I know that's watched it. Has been like, oh, it's fucking great.
It's pretty great.
And I just haven't. You know, I watch a lot of shows.
Granted,
what's
I'm not
it on?
Caught
what,
up on
what
it. It's on History Channel.
No, what can I stream it on?
History
Plus.
God damn you guys. Go ahead.
I'm
not sure.
I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix, the previous seasons.
It's not.
Which might be the
it's
case.
Not?
I don't think so. Because if it was on Netflix, I'm relatively sure I would have picked it up already. But
hold on, let me go to my Netflix.
I wouldn't be surprised
Brian, continue your point.
I wouldn't be surprised if it eventually does. Because to tie into why we're talking about this. So Vikings is about to... The final season is about to begin on History Channel, but Netflix
Prime.
Has announced that they've given the green light to a sequel TV series.
It's on Prime, just so we...
Is it? Okay.
It's on video, Amazon Video Prime.
Yeah, and everyone's got Prime, right?
almost everybody.
But yeah, no, Vikings is pretty great. I mean, as much as I'm singing its praises, I'm also not caught up on it. I think I've finished the first three seasons or so. I mean, I was partly just because I was not that I tuned out for any particular reason. I was a big fan of Ragnar, and Ragnar famously. I mean, this is not really a spoiler for this is like.
I've only like, seen the first.
What's
season,
the show about?
Brian?
Well, this show follows Ragnar Lothbrok, the legendary Viking, and mm-hmm. his sons. And you know, the show at least at this point, this is really no. I guess it's a minor spoiler for the show, but it's, you know, it's part of the lore. Like Viking, like, you know, Ragnar does not exactly, you know, outlive his sons or anything, but it eventually becomes about his sons.
He dies. It's fine.
Yeah, he dies.
No.
He dies.
Just fucking say
he's
that.
Hot.
He gets killed in a pit of snakes. But that's
he gets
part
killed
of
by a pit of snakes?
Yeah, he gets.
I think we went in the pit of snakes at Comic-Con 1 year.
Yeah, that was the year that
Ragnar
died.
That was the year
died,
he died.
Season 3.
Sweet.
Like 2 years ago.
But I don't consider that a major spoiler for the show, because that's the famous story. He
I didn't know
gets
that.
Killed in the pit of snakes.
Well, I didn't know that one either, but that doesn't
but
matter.
But he's got a lot of sons, and that's what's
how
been
many?
Carrying over. And it, you know,
three daughters?
Oh, like
and it's only sons matter at that
six
time.
Or so.
No, that's a lie. Vikings, I will say, Vikings were very equal opportunity. In some cases, the women were actually more important than...
Dude, Lagertha is the best part of the show, actually. Yeah, so that's, which I'm glad. I mean, and obviously, they expanded a lot more the female roles. That's what they should. But, like, but yeah, dude, fucking Lagertha. Lagertha is a reason you watch the show. But, yeah, in any case, the final season is about to finish, or start, rather, on history. But Netflix has greenlit the sequel TV series, which they're calling Vikings Valhalla.
So that means to me they're probably going to get Vikings streaming on their whichamacallit.
Yeah, that's
point,
what
right?
I'm yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it eventually comes to Netflix. Obviously, Netflix is the one pushing forward this sequel series, which is still under Vikings creator Michael Hurst. He'll be the executive producer of it, with Jeb Stuart serving as the new show's writer
Jeb
and showrunner. And it'll actually be taking place about 100 years after the events of Vikings. So I don't expect to see any of... I don't expect to see Rollo. I don't expect to see any
Forgive
of...
Forgive me.
Ivar the Boneless or...
Is you know, I'm hip to history, but yep. What is the Viking span?
In terms of time?
Sure.
All of time.
Well, it's basically... I couldn't tell you the exact years or anything because they don't exactly put that... And plus, a lot of this is based off of...
Legend.
Ragnar Lothbrok is not... like, historians don't really think he might... Like, he might just be, like, a legendary tale rather than, you know,
sure.
actually based on any sort of real person. But it does cover the first invasions of Northumbria and of what is now the UK and, you know, the Rollo. They kind of worked it... So that Rollo is Ragnar's brother, which I don't think was any part of the previous lore or anything. But
what, Eric the Red.
But Rollo is the Viking who eventually comes to rule over what becomes France.
Okay.
And so that's, you know, so it's sort of their invasions of the rest of Europe, kind of. The
so we don't know the reign of the Viking time. Okay. Just
well,
curious.
But the thing is, like, this is jumping forward 100 years, and we'll follow
well, that's why
other
I'm asking,
famous Vikings. So
is it like the end of the Viking time, or is it like?
Well, apparently,
well, this is kind of the beginning because it's talking about when they are
the first Vikings.
The first
Vikings series is kind of, I'm going to say, at the beginning of that because they're talking about them going and pillaging and making a name for themselves
okay. yeah.
in the way that we know Vikings.
But because of the sequel series will jump forward 100 years, they're going to follow the stories of some other famous Vikings, such as they specifically mentioned Leif Erikson, Harald Harada, Freydis, William the Conqueror. There, so you know, I'm sure we're going to see them
bitch.
Coming to America. You know,
flying Roanoke,
Ragnar Loth.
No, Roanoke. There's,
yeah,
Roanoke.
Oh,
there's legend that the Vikings were anyway.
That they were there too,
yeah.
and mm-hmm. then they got taken.
Yeah,
there you go. But yes, so this will be 100 years in the future. I wouldn't expect to see any of our Vikings characters. But, you know, I don't know.
There's time travel now. Because it's not on the History Channel anymore.
What if one was revealed to be Loki?
Oh,
that would be amazing.
Like,
and then Tom Hiddleston
shows
up.
What if Battlestar Galactic, like at the end of the episode, there's like two of them walking that you thought were long dead, and like, I can't believe, and then it's revealed to be Thor and Loki.
You know, I wouldn't put
but
it necessarily
you know,
they're, past
their
them.
Lore.
I mean, considering these are their descendants and everything, I wouldn't put them past them to have some of the actors come back and play new roles or something.
Well, they say.
I mean, they had like, you know, Michael J. Fox play his own great great grandfather.
That's different.
In what?
Back to the Future 3.
Come on, man. You can't pull that shit. Brian, get the fuck out of here. Jump in your DeLorean.
I'm just saying, I don't think anybody's going to like throw a fit if they like see some of these actors like play new roles or something. Yeah.
No.
It's supposed to be their descendants.
Yeah.
Vikings go around raping and pillaging.
I really want to watch the show. Maybe now's the time I can finally jump in. Although, man, the High Castle just debuted their last season, so maybe I'll forget about it by that time. That's unfortunate.
Watch it after.
I'll forget about it. I'll 100% forget about
just
this.
Just write it on your hand.
Yeah.
Don't take a shower.
Yeah.
I will say one thing I really respect about the way they handle languages on Vikings, because obviously most of them are speaking English, but it clearly establishes that that's a conceit that they're doing for the audience to understand them, and because they really do address, I think very tastefully, the language barriers that happen when they're invading places that don't have their language. So we hear some of them speaking English, and then in those scenes when it's that perspective, and the Vikings arrive, they're speaking their native tongue, and you don't understand them. And so they play with that in a really cool way.
There was a movie that did that really well. I can't think of what it was. It was so good. I can't remember the name.
Well, one example I'm thinking of is like Valkyrie. I know, like obviously all the characters speak German.
13th Warrior.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
that great pool. I don't know, fun movie, great Vikings. I don't know.
Not everybody speaks.
There was another show recently that took me out of the fucking show because they were all had English accents, but they weren't English.
Star Wars?
No, nope.
Chernobyl.
Chernobyl. Thank you. It was Chernobyl.
Yes,
and like not one of them could even try to be like, you know, da or something like that.
Well. So,
hello.
I like that though. I mean, I think that was because
I could
really
understand
into that show
them better.
And plus, like,
sure. But I'm just like, if at some point I'm like, is any of them gonna sound like they're Russian? But they all have their natural.
I feel like it would have been more distracting if everyone was trying to do like a Russian accented English, because they're just trying to be like, you know, we're just putting this into a language that more of our audience will be able to understand.
It might sound just more foreign because it used all British, but if they're like American, no, because I think Americans will still try to be like, oh, fuck, I can't even do
the non-rhotic kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the nuclear vessels type of. I know, it's like the,
sink their teeth into
the
little wobble
pool
use.
I could possibly fucking use.
Nuclear vessels?
Like,
yeah.
For whatever reason, I cannot in my mind hear Russian accents.
Which is funny because like that whole, I mean, oh my goodness! Why am I blanking on his name?
Chekhov.
Yes, but the original Walter Koenig. You know, even kind of talked Walter. About how like that. You know, that's kind of the stereotype
of
Russian actually talks like that. You know, but that's.
That's okay. There are.
That's what we think that Russians should sound like.
No. It's just for whatever fucking reason, that was the only thing my brain can pull right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Good old Vikings, yeah. I don't know. Go check it out. We're going to get a prequel series. And if not, hopefully
sequel
the
series.
100 sequel. Hopefully, if you didn't watch the show, you could probably watch this one because there's none of the same characters. All right.
You could probably jump right into that one.
Jump right in.
Yeah.
Jump.
Do whatever you want.
Jump right in and
it's like, I
don't run
know
away.
Any of these characters.
No, all right, so the critically acclaimed, I'll say as far as that, and I enjoyed it.
Is it critically acclaimed?
Yeah, a lot of it's got pretty good.
Okay.
Um,
I didn't know. I legitimately
not
know.
Everyone's been even the, you know, the trade's been like, yeah, it's a decent show. The Runaways is coming to a close with season 3, which I find almost odd because out of all the other Disney shows that have Disney's made,
Marvel Disney's,
thank you.
Yeah.
Shows, the only one on Disney Plus is The Runaways. And it's only got season 1, but still.
Well, it's on Hulu, not quite Disney Plus,
and this
but
is
they
one
own
of the,
them.
Yeah, this
it's
is
on
one
Disney
of the
Plus.
Last of the...
oh, is it on Disney
it's
Plus,
on Disney
too?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh, weird.
It's like the only... There's obviously, Agent Shields is ABC.
Yeah.
ABC.
Yeah.
And the Netflix shows are on Netflix, but they don't have Cloak and Dagger, and there's another one.
There's a lot that I'm like,
but,
curious, like, why isn't it on here yet?
I don't know, but, you know, in Cloak and Dagger is on Hulu as well, but I think it's more a Freeform thing, so, but
yeah,
nonetheless, The Runaways was really a really cool comic and a pretty decent show.
Yeah,
I haven't seen all of season 2.
I haven't really checked out the show yet. Obviously
you
now.
Well, you only got 3 seasons.
Sure, but I'm also a fan of the comic, too. And
I'm shocked.
So there's so much good TV out
there. A lot of good stuff out there, yeah.
But at the
and
same
you keep
time,
watching Star Wars, so it's like, come on, bro. Come
it's
on,
non-stop.
Brian. It's my clunky callback to last episode. By the way, I also read that they cleaned up the Obi-Wan Vader fight. I don't know if you.
They cleaned up a lot with the sabers, particularly because there was.
They made them red and blue.
The Lowry restoration, which came out with the white, with the 2004 version, really kind of. I mean, the restoration was incredible in almost all other areas, but it made the sabers look kind of muddy because it like messed with the cores.
It muted them.
Yeah.
So,
but they made them nice and sharp white in the centers and bright colors. Yeah. And, you know, yeah. So
I haven't seen it. Anyway, The Runaways. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, go check it out. It is on Disney Plus, the first season. I don't know when season two is going to. I assume sometime soon. If not, it's on Hulu.
Well, the nice thing I think about this story is that they also confirmed like the season three does have a nice ending to it. Like I think they maybe even sort of anticipated that this might.
Maybe we're told you're only getting three, and so good.
I feel like they're probably every season they're on the bubble. Then they knew it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
The season also, if I'm not mistaken, has the crossover with Cloak and Dagger.
Yeah.
So and that show was pretty decent too. I'm not shocked that it got canned, but like I'm sure like none of you guys were watching it except for me. So, and it's only because I watch a lot of those kind of shows.
But yeah, I mean all the Jeff Loeb produced. Marvel stuff is starting to come to a close because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is about to end.
They went off the rails that show.
Yeah, but I think the only thing, they still have Hellstrom coming. I think that's the only thing left that Jeff Loeb produced Marvel TV will still have.
We'll see how far that gets.
We'll see how far that gets, exactly. There's not exactly huge Hellstrom fan bases or anything. But,
well, even more so because, and we don't have this in here, but I want to call him a solid rumor, and this is something I anticipated myself. Moon Knight is said to be tied in with Blade, because the movie Blade.
I expect so. Oh, wait, the existing Blade trilogy.
No.
Oh, you mean the new Blade? The new,
That's coming out is going to be tied in with Moon Knight.
Well, they're all the same universe. It's all
well, more particularly in those are like the those go hand in hand.
Okay.
I forget what they're called, but the dark.
I think that works.
Well, one's
those characters
all white
could,
and one's
it should.
All black.
It should go in hand in hand because they go in the same universe.
It's like spy versus spy.
And by universe, I mean like corner universe of Marvel with the supernatural shit.
Yes.
But in that same one is Hellstrom is whatever the son of Satan or whatever his fucking name is.
Yeah.
So I would assume
maybe
going forward,
those
Feige said if you want to know what's going on in the movies, you're going to have to watch the shows too.
Yeah.
Now.
And quite frankly,
because
all the Feige produced
Wanda,
stuff is MCU too.
Wanda and Vision and Loki are going to tie into Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of
Madness.
So, I don't know why Hellstrom being the last Loeb show out there. Why? I don't get it. I don't know why they're letting that slip through unless they got a tight grip on it. But it's not going to be on Disney, so I don't know what. I don't know what to expect.
But I think you might be onto something that maybe they are working in tandem in that way. Because obviously that show is still not out yet. It's still, in development. But
it's going to be on Hulu. Well, which is Disney still. So.
But all this stuff is still in. I mean, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is in the MCU. Cloak and Dagger, Runaways
barely.
Is all technically in the
MCU. They're all barely there.
Yeah, barely. But I mean,
they're like, hey, remember that big green guy in New York? Right. Waka waka.
I mean, obviously they have to. They've been having to work around the decisions made by Feige and company because it's like, rather infamously.
Sure, not privy to them.
Winter Soldier really changed everything with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They're like, oh, shit.
Which was amazing.
Yeah,
and
they made it work.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
yeah.
Like, it was ramifications. I can't believe you're eating fucking crumbs. As I'm talking,
really
Enrique's
good.
Eating the crumbs of a bag of
shortbread
I brought him.
Really
good
shortbread.
It's
really good shortbread.
Enrique, don't feel bad.
I
poured my bag into my hands and I licked it and I was like, nom nom nom.
You guys don't do the thing with the crumbs where you just tip the bag up and like.
I don't.
Come on.
I did, but I put it in my hand.
Oh, here, I thought I was stealthy and like no one would notice. Like,
no, we saw everything.
No man.
Like, we saw.
There was nothing stealthy
everything.
About you reaching your hand in the middle of a sentence to. Dab crumbs on your finger.
It's like in the middle of the table too. It's like,
yeah, like in the middle of all our sights.
You might as well fucking hum the Pink Panther theme while you're doing it.
Oh my god, yes.
Oh, thank god you guys know that one. Alright, let's move on to the only other person who's seen this movie.
So the movie Chinatown, it's getting a show on Netflix. David Fincher is involved.
Is involved. Hell yeah.
Along with Robert Towne, who's the film's original writer.
Right.
And he's attached to do the script. It will reportedly focus on the exploits of a young J.J. Geitz during his early days as a private investigator.
Which was
a prequel.
Jack Nicholson's detective
character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Detective or private? I don't remember anymore.
Private Eye.
No, that's
great movie.
The same, right?
Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it, like, you're doing yourself a disservice. There's tons of references that you probably aren't getting. Brian was famously like, "You mean the one from Inside Out, right? The clouds, the clouds, right?"
Well, that's the thing. Yes. I've not seen Chinatown. I know it's a cinema classic, but I am aware of how often it gets referenced in other things. You know, the whole like, "Oh, this is Chinatown," kind of. You know, I think it's really just that one scene. I guess that's the most iconic line, I feel like, from it. But
the ending.
Oh yeah, okay.
So I mean, but you don't know what
it's like. Casablanca is like always referenced. The ending is always referenced. You know.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen Casablanca?
No, I haven't.
It's a good movie.
Now you can point at her and laugh. No, he hasn't seen Chinatown. Lisa laugh at him.
Well, but I also...
Chinatown is one of those...
Chinatown is for adults.
Is
no.
Sure, but I mean, part of the issue, 100%. I think, like, especially in this day and age, is that, you know, because now we all know the skeevy things about Roman Polanski. And I mean, that's my only issue, is that, like, I hope this doesn't mean he gets more money in his pocket.
Being that it's a prequel series, so. And he only directed it, I don't think it's going to give him more. I think more the writer is going to really win from that.
Because okay, I hope so.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't his idea or anything like that. He was just the director,
the person behind him. Yeah,
I could be completely wrong.
Sure. And it may well be that he gets some royalties out of it somehow, but still, it's like, I'd rather not support the man. But
yeah.
So steal like you do everything else. Yeah. What are you talking about this for?
I do know at the very least that, you know, regardless, Chinatown is still considered a cinema classic. And so
it's really good. And it's like one of those movies like you just didn't see coming at the time. You know, I know I saw it a long time ago, and it's still one of those things like, damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
You can't always win. It's one of those like, yeah, the good guy kind of won, but not really.
Sure.
Because... No, I can't tell you the whole fucking movie, Brian.
Because it's like he's investigating, what is it, like a...
He's hired to expose an adulterer and becomes embroiled in a much larger plot.
Ooh. You have to be reading that.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Like, that's way too broad and specific at the same time. Yeah, and he finds out the twist of the... I don't want to.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, it's a detective story. I understand this.
It's more specifically for you because I know how you are with the sort of spoilers, but it's really worth the watch. I think for the most part, it still holds up. I mean, it's got that iconic Jack Nicholson with the broken nose. A lot of places. No? Okay. Anyway, Chinatown prequel series. I'm on board.
The character has a broken nose.
Yeah, especially if it's David Fincher. Come on.
Yeah, dude, Fincher's great.
Fincher and Chinatown, like, that's just like, fuck yeah to me. I don't know. That's maybe just me. All right, let's move on. Last little bit of news.
Well, we started with food news. Now we're going to end with food news.
Yeah,
right.
Taco Bell is testing out at Houston, Texas, crispy tortilla chicken tenders,
and
which
think,
will launch nationally next year.
And I think Dayton, Ohio, too. There's two places you can check it out.
Oh, Dayton. Yes, Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio. Guys, I know it's Ohio.
Guys,
but
road trip.
Like, here's the funny thing. Like, I never know what's going to fly on Geek Pop, and. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, the Taco Bell and chicken is just like, by far, I think, one of our biggest things this week.
Oh, wow.
Sweet.
Yeah. 526 shares as of right now?
For chicken fingers? I just shared it this morning.
Yeah, from Taco Bell.
So,
Taco fingers.
I mean, to be fair here, like, is that all the story is? That
yeah.
You have I mean, lots of places have chicken fingers.
But
yes,
it's Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. You don't go to Taco Bell expecting chicken fingers.
No, also, the chicken fingers are breaded with tortilla chips. So that's kind of interesting.
So they're putting their own spin on it, but look, and I've said this.
I thought it was like maybe something like, because I know KFC is apparently rolling out plant-based chicken fingers.
Yeah. Try the
but apparently only
too.
At one restaurant or something.
It's already happened.
Yeah.
But okay. Yeah, the test has already happened.
Yeah, well, because I remember seeing that story, I'm going like, oh, I'd like to try that, you know, especially since I'm trying to go more plant-based, and it's like, in one restaurant,
I want to try them all. Like, if I can find, we said before, the alternative. But anyway, you know, I'm going to say they're probably going to be pretty hard to beat what we had tonight, but Taco Bell, I think, by a large margin, has had the most successful promotional items out of any other fast food that I've tried. Time after time, they're like, you know, the fries, the fucking, the gorditas, the naked chicken gordita.
Oh, the naked chicken
they make
taco.
So much, like, special items. I'm just like, they almost always feel like they have a place in my fucking heart.
Yeah. Sorry, with a little sniff there. It's like,
his heart grew three
I'm
sizes
not crying,
after
sick.
He said it.
Sure, I know, but that was perfect timing. Gorditas.
the naked chicken gordita. I mean, they have other gorditas
naked
that are
chicken
good.
Taco.
Naked chicken taco. I'm sorry, Lisa's right. Lisa.
It's not a gordita, and I know because Lisa I really liked it, but my body
did
it.
Yeah.
It like, my body said no. I was like, "This is delicious."
Rejected it, but they're yeah. really good, and I don't know. Like, you know, I give props to Jack in the Box for always going way out there on some crazy stuff. No, I'm sorry, Carl's Jr. Mm-hmm. And Jack in the Box always got the stoner in mind. You yeah. go there, and they're like, "Dude, we put." Fucking cheese and ranch and jalapenos on fries, bro. Or we have the crunchy box. We give you a sandwich, tacos, halves, you fries. I know that's what it, my voice I always think. They, I mean, they even call them the munchie box. Come on. Yeah. Wow. It's a really good sandwich, actually. They
I mean, take, the commercial was basically advertising.
Oh, was it? I don't remember.
Yeah. They had a guy who was like, obviously looked like he was stoned.
Oh, he was looking at Jack. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they know that attitudes on marijuana are changing in this country, and they're starting to capitalize on it.
I mean, that's a stereotype.
Starting
that doesn't go
to
away.
Capitalize sure. on it?
That doesn't go away, though. You smoke and you get hungry. Yeah. And, like, who doesn't want a croissant with chicken and cheese and a hash brown on it? That's fucking amazing. And some cheese sauce. It's called the chicken tater melt. Right. Anyone doesn't know. available by Jack in the Box.
In all honesty, one of the reasons I started cutting back on pot use is because like I don't want to gain too much weight.
Well, maybe we can just smoke them again. We'll take a share joint or sometime. I think the third thing we have this week. I didn't see anything pop up while we were recording. We got to get Enrique a one of our codes for. For Disney Plus, yeah.
Just
Jesus
advertise
Christ.
That on the podcast, why don't you?
Why? Yeah, he's you know, a family member. He gets that right.
Because Bob Iger is listening.
Disney doesn't fucking care.
Bob Iger is going to like send Disney lawyers like, you can't share your password.
Disney set Chris. The rules. They're like seven devices.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, say it again.
Seven accounts.
Seven
and
accounts.
Then, I guess.
Ten.
Yeah. Ten, what,
45 devices.
So 10, 7.
Three bananas and 6 oranges.
Well, it's just you can't have it running.
5 shoes.
Four. You can't have more than 4 running simultaneously.
Two is left, 4 right.
Yeah. Oh, 10 devices. That 10 was, devices. Yeah, no, 10 had to do this.
And one is a sandal.
And one is a sandal, yeah. But it was one of the pairs. I don't know. I don't feel like we have anything else. We won't be here next week because it is Thanksgiving week. So
mm-hmm. Gobble, gobble.
Really? Thank you.
I'm quoting Geely.
Oh, the movie?
Yeah.
Oh
my God.
You fucking pulled Geely on
I haven't seen Geely, but I've seen that one line that, you know.
Affleck? It was Affleck?
It was, no, it was Jennifer Lopez's character trying to be all sexy to Affleck. She's like, it's turkey time. Gobble, gobble. He's like...
That's
how did they think that was sexy? Like, I don't even know the context.
If
I just
Lopez
know like,
is
there's
saying
a clip
it
of that.
In a certain context, fuck sure. Yeah, it's still sexy.
Yeah, turkey time.
Gobble, gobble, fuck yeah. Fuck yes.
Give me some cranberry sauce.
Ugh. Why you got a room ship running?
You like
okay.
You don't like cranberry sauce?
It's not on vagina. Fucking weirdo, because that's what we're talking about. All right, that was Geek Pop this week. I'm Big Chris.
Brian.
Enrique.
And your geek has just been popped.